Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Yesterday, there was a small brush fire that broke out on state property on Route 7 across the road from Kent Falls State Park in Kent. Both Kent and Cornwall fire crews responded to that scene. First Selectman's office in Salisbury received notification from New Cellular Wireless that it's conducting a visual fieldwork test at 106 Sharon Road in Salisbury, a proposed site that'll happen on Monday, May 3rd, with an inclement weather date of Tuesday, May 4th. The visual test is in connection with the AT&T pending application to Connecticut Siting Council for a certificate of environmental compatibility and public need for the construction, maintenance, and operation of a 90-foot-tall wireless telecommunications facility at that site. The visual test will commence at about 9 a.m. and continue until 1 p.m., weather permitting. That test at that location will consist of approximately 4-foot diameter, brightly colored balloon floating on a tether line to a maximum height of 94 feet above ground level. It should be noted that the site is private property and members of the public are not permitted to enter that site. Reach out to the First Selectman if you have any questions. In Copaic, Hectate Energy, the developer behind the proposed Shepherd's Run Solar Farm in Copaic, held two open sessions yesterday about the project. The proposed 360-acre, 60-megawatt project has become a contentious topic over the past several months. The project has been hit with criticism from some local residents and officials because of its size and its possible impact on the environment around it, and it has run afoul of Copaic zoning law that limits the size of those types of projects to 10 acres. During the early virtual open house, an overview of the project was shown to an audience of about 90 people. Hectate Energy project developer displayed a map of the proposed project where he highlighted its location and where changes have previously been made to the plan to remove a portion of the panels. The recent announcement about the project's siting process was also discussed. Last week, Hectate announced it would be moving forward with the state's new siting process called 94C. New York State allows for projects in the first phases of development to either opt into 94C, which all new projects will be using, or to continue to follow the previous siting process known as Article 10. In March, the governor said the new regulations were adopted by the state to dramatically accelerate siting and construction of major renewable energy facilities across the state. The new law established the State Office of Renewable Energy Siting to consolidate reviewing and permitting of major renewable energy facilities in one single forum. Workers at Mass MoCA, as we first reported yesterday, has backed affiliation with the union 53-15. Labor Relations Board is seeking to bargain collectively over their work conditions. Tracy Moore, the museum's interim director, said in a statement the institution seeks to do right by its employees, saying it's committed to continuing to build a culture where employees feel valued and respected and have the opportunity to contribute to the mission and grow as professionals. In the voting, a majority of employees opted to be considered a single bargaining unit rather than dividing the workforce into two units, one for professionals, the other for non-professionals. Both full-time and regular part-time workers who've been with the museum since at least March 21st were eligible to vote. Connecticut regulators yesterday criticized the two largest electricity distributors, saying they're considering fines over what they call the company's failures in their preparation and response last August to Tropical Storm Isaias, which left hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in the dark for days. A total of more than 1.3 million outages were reported to Eversource and UI customers. Many customers and local officials expressed anger and frustration over the company's power restoration efforts, which took more than a week in some places. UConn trustees have given the green light to a $70 million on-campus hockey rink. The University of Connecticut Board of Trustees yesterday approved that plan to build a 2,600-seat hockey rink on campus, a facility that will be smaller and much more expensive than originally anticipated. The school had been discussing the new rink since 2013. UConn eventually asked for and received a waiver from the conference so they could have to play in that conference. There's a waiver on the seating requirement, in part because in non-pandemic years, the Huskies have played their home games at the XL Center in Hartford. Hillsdale, New York, special town board meeting at 7 p.m. to discuss strategies for grants for Hamlet Park and funding for the feasibility study. The Zoom ID is 890-0853-841. Douglas Library in North Canaan currently displaying artworks by members of the Canaan Art Guild, a long-established group that has been meeting weekly. The wide range of subjects go from floral paintings to landscape and jazz-inspired mixed media. The hours of the show at the library, Mondays 1:30 to 8, Wednesdays 10 to 8, Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 1. The show wraps up on Saturday. On Saturday, First Saturday Giving, make donations to the Grange at the Conic Hill School District Emergency Supply Closet. Personal care and household items such as toothbrush, soap, shampoo, laundry, detergent, the Milk Can Fund, loose change to build a fund to help address community needs, or the Rojan Food Pantry, non-perishable food items. More information, contact Peggy Lewis at plewis, P-O-T-O-K, at gmail.com, or Rita Jokowski at rlj304@gmail.com. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, a community cleanup day at the Recreation Center in Falls Village, put on by the Falls Village Recreation. Volunteers are needed. For more information, contact Emily at recreation@cananfallsvillage.org. On Saturday at 2 p.m., join environmental educator Shamu Sadeh for an in-person walk exploring the springtime forest, learning about wildflowers, edible plants, and forest ecology, being hosted by the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org or their Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and Interlaken Inn, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also, Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347. On the web, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,820.38, the NASDAQ at 14,051.03, and the S&P 500 at 4183.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.